And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And text us at that same number. It's Fridays. That means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, I just think that never before in my lifetime have I ever seen our government appear to look so weak. And it's not weak when we're talking about China or Russia, but when we're talking about inside of our own shores, allowing what took place on January 6th, and then all these other things, because there's a segment of our population who's angry because of Donald Trump, and we don't deal with that situation and say, hey, whoever you are, we're the government, and we're not going to kneel because you guys are angry about something. Because once you start doing that, Sandy, at any other point in time, you've shown weakness.
Well, but, that shows how fragile both American society and government is generally. Bill was right about the fear thing, and what kind of fears have politicians been stroking all these years? Well, the gun lobby and the gun movement. The gun movement is, in some respects, at least on a dog whistle basis, based upon a fear of the government. So all these people who are buying AR-15s, if you really get into it, you realize that they're buying the AR-15s because they think they might need them.
Right.
When this police state comes after them. And now we have the FBI showing up at Mar-a-Lago and behaving in some respects as just behaving in terms of having armed guys entering a house that belongs to the ex-president. Now that could be in a movie about a police state, right? So now we've got people talking and politicians talking about how this is the beginning of the police state that the left wing has planned for us, and they're coming after us. And that is playing exactly into the mythical fear that the right has generated over the past couple of decades about what's likely to happen as the result of liberal, big government. They talk about liberalism as big government, and big government they've now tried to equate in people's mind as the police state that's going to and take everything from you that you hold dear. They're going to take your rights away from you. They're going to tell you how to talk. They're going to tell you which pronouns to use. They're going to get into your life in all kinds of ways that you will find completely unacceptable. Then similarly, we have a president who's got a following. This is the danger of populism. And populism has been the basis for dictatorships across the world. Hitler was a populist leader. Fernando Marcos was a populist leader. All sorts of dictators that have risen to power across the world, almost all of them have done it based on populism, having a crowd of people who believe strongly in them, who decide they are fearful of the government or hate the government and want to change it. And so what do we have here? We got exactly the same formula going. And so you say we've got a weak government. I simply say governments generally are fragile, and they're subject to being broken by people of strong will and willful people with bad will, like Donald Trump.
You know, Sandy, you really, painted a picture so well about people being afraid and talking about the government now coming into your home and guns drawn and all. And inside of urban America, they see that from police officers all the time.
Yeah.
And there's no crocodile tears being cried from the majority community in this country.
Well, and you made the interesting point off the air about how when Black Lives Matter followers talked about defunding the police, the right rose up in arms and said, what are you talking about?
Right.
You want to create anarchy. But the first reaction of the conservatives who are now talking about the police state is to defund the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, Sandy, how is that not the same thing? But they feel comfortable that they can make those statements and not be challenged, and there's no pushback on that. And so when the conversation and concern by not the majority, but only a few people who said defund the police, that was attached to the entire movement and shouted down. Anybody who said, defund the police was accused of being anti-American. Well, and so people had to run and hide. No, I didn't say that. That's not what I meant. But we just had, maybe Sandy, you know, law enforcement is law enforcement. Whether it's the police department, whether it's the FBI, whether it's the CIA, isn't that all the same?
Well, the FBI and the police certainly are. The CIA is a little different.
Right, but the FBI and the CIA. I mean, the FBI and the police department.
And the police department. They are basically the same. One's national and one's local.
Right.
And in order to have laws enforced, you need to have both. And of course, it's legitimate to make sure that they both operate within the law, okay? And so, that they can't do things that are essentially contrary to the Constitution or contrary to the laws that enable them. And that's, of course, what the people who are concerned about local police misbehavior are concerned about. I don't think anyone has described the FBI's behavior as being outside the law. They followed the law to the letter and I'm sure they were very carefully following it to the letter in terms of getting a police approval, having grounds for the warrant, all the rest of it. The only thing that the people who are upset about the FBI's action yesterday at Mar-a-Lago are upset about is that it was directed at Donald Trump. And it was, if it was directed at someone whose name sounded like Al Capone, they would be okay with it. But it still, it points out the fragility of government and of well operating government that the people trust. And, there are books written about Big Brother, and the fear that people have about Big Brother was easy to stroke in a book. And the fear about Big Brother continues to be very easy to stroke.
All right, we've got to go to a break. It's Friday. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. Join us at 844-967-2789. Got to go to a break. Be right back.
The mothership can't save you.